I want to read you just two things, and well, I don't know how much more I want to do, but I want to read you this anyway. I went way out on a limb here, and I had to do this, and I'll explain why. This is one of the hardest stories you'll have to hear, and an 11-year-old girl and her girlfriend went to the Jewish Community Center in the Northwest to play tennis. And they were both raped and murdered. And I was called that night by somebody who said, the parents are people who have read your books and listened to your tapes, and perhaps there's something you could say to them at this moment. And I realized I couldn't do it tomorrow. It had to be done right now. And so I sat down, and the enormity of that pain was so great that it catapulted me out of the ego part of me that felt insecure in writing. And so I wrote this letter, which I'd like to share with you. And this letter, well, you'll hear it. Dear Steve and Anita, Rachel, the daughter, Rachel finished her work on Earth and left the stage in a manner that leaves those of us left behind with a cry of agony in our hearts as the fragile thread of our faith is dealt with so violently. Is anyone strong enough to stay conscious through such teachings as you are receiving? Very few. And even they would have only the briefest whisper of equanimity and peace amidst the screaming trumpets of their rage, grief, horror, and desolation. I can't assuage your pain with any words, nor should I. For your pain is part of Rachel's legacy to you. Not that she or I would inflict such pain by choice, but there it is. And it must burn its purifying way to completion. For something in you dies when you bear the unbearable. And it is only in that dark night of the soul that you are prepared to see as God sees and to love as God loves. Now is the time to let your grief find expression. No false strength. Now is the time to sit quietly and speak to Rachel and thank her for being with you these few years and encourage her to go on with her work, knowing that you will grow in compassion and wisdom from this experience. In my heart, I know that you and she will meet again and again and recognize the many ways in which you have known each other. And when you meet, you will, in a flash, know what now it is not given to you to know, why this had to be the way it was. Our rational minds can never understand what has happened. But our hearts, if we can keep them open to God, will find their own intuitive way. Rachel came through you to do her work on earth, which included her manner of death. Now her soul is free, and the love that you can share with her is invulnerable to the winds of changing time. In love, Ram Dass.